Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and have we ever got some exciting information to share with you today? With me is Victor Ceballos, Garden Education Coordinator for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. And Victor, it used to be that the food bank was all about getting food to hungry people and their families, and that was and is an amazing contribution to our community, still needed. And you are doing so much more now about helping people grow their food. You have community gardens. Share with us what your spring workshop series is all about and about your work days at Learning Garden and Community Farm.
Yes, Ms. Green, thank you very much. Thank you very much, KXCI. Really appreciate your folks' time. And yes, every season we have workshops. We have a variety of workshops.
Lots.
From advanced to basic. So we'll have basics 101 on how to garden, or we'll have some advanced workshops on aquaponics systems, how to grow great tomatoes in Tucson, water harvesting. And part of the idea is to work together with community to make Tucson more resilient, not just to grow food, not just to harvest water, but to grow relationships, to grow community, to combat social isolation, to combat poverty, and together we figure it out.
There's just no downside. And you know, and I know, that it's going to be one heck of a hot summer, and they're going to get hotter, and we are a food desert. So anything you can do to help people grow their own food, even if it's a little patch in their backyard.
Yes, a little patch, containers, trees. They're at Nuestra Tierra Garden, which is right next to the community food bank, right behind the children's lot. We have a learning garden, and there's where we host most of our workshops, or inside the food bank. But people are welcome to come out there on Wednesday mornings and help us with the garden. We also have a 7-acre farm, and folks could go out there on Saturday mornings and participate and learn and help us build together and become more resilient together with the community. The workers, the community, the plants, the water, and we all mix it up and we figure it out together. The workshops are open to the public. We also offer childcare and interpretation. Just let us know ahead of time. Go to the website, to www.communityfoodbank.org/garden workshops. And they can log on and they can register for all the workshops that we offer. My contact information will be on there, and they could just let us know, hey, we need childcare. So it's a great resource for the community. So if a mom or dad, they want to come to a workshop, but they have a child and, you know, the child doesn't want to participate in the workshop, we'll have childcare for them.
That's awesome. Victor, thank you for all you're doing, and pass the word on how much we appreciate it. Past episodes of this program can be heard on kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to know more about just what Mrs. Green's World is up to, come visit us at mrsgreensworld.com, because together we can do good things for the planet. Thanks, Victor.
You're welcome. Thank you.